Welcome everybody, Shia number 919, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Simen Reish Tesvav, the various different halachas of saying Amen. So we're going through some various different cases in reference to when not to say Amen, and of course we'll go through when you should say Amen and so on. So just real quickly to read from the Shana Halacha, it's Ois, our Simen Reish Tesvav, Ois Hey, HaMashana Mimadbeya HaBracha. Somebody makes a bracha and they sort of, to say in English, mess it up. They don't say it the right way. Boifin Shalei Yotza BaBracha, in a way that they would not be Yotza with the bracha, right? They didn't say it, they're not the right Lashainas, or not the right whatever the case is. And they did it in the way whereby they're not yoytze the bracha, so then you're not supposed to say amen after such a bracha. So that's one thing. Now another thing, the next thing he goes on to say, again all in conjunction with the Mishabura, so then he continues on, if somebody makes what we call, we know as a bracha she'initzricha, and he brings an example, somebody's in the middle of eating a meal, right, they washed, so we know in general when a person washes, right, let's say chicken, I wash, I make a moitzi and so on, so all the food that's part of the meal, the main staples of the food, for example, chicken, potatoes, kugel, or whatever, all that, you don't make a bracha. I washed. It's all bottled to the bread, to the moitzi. When do you make a bracha? Just to review, on desserts, we eat fruits. If I eat an apple in the middle of the meal, I have to make a bracha. If I decide to eat watermelon at the end of the meal for my dessert, right, I have to make a adoma. So desserts, fruits, candies, all these different type of things, cakes, it's a machlekes, depending what type of cake, we're not going to get into all those halachas right now, but that's already whereby you do have to make a bracha, most of the time, depending on what it is, but the main staples of the meal, right, I eat a schnitzel, for example, in the middle of the meal where I washed, I eat a piece of roasted chicken, I eat a piece of kugel, all that's main staples of the meal, I don't make a bracha for that. So let's say somebody stands up and says, well, okay, I washed for bread, I made a moitzi, I want to be a frum fellow and I want to make extra brachas, so I'll make a shahakal on my chicken, I'll make a bar priadama or whatever on my kugel. You can't do that. That's what we call a bracha she'ena tzricha. So now the question is, but I'm sitting at the table and I see this guy doing that, right? And I see somebody doing that, they don't know or they did on purpose, whatever the case, it's not the issue. But the thing is, that's called a bracha she'ena tzricha. So what about my amen? Should I say amen? I just heard a bracha. What do you mean? He made a shahakal on his chicken. I should say amen. No. In this case, we say, Oishim Vach bracha she'ena tzricha. He made a bracha she'ena tzricha. We don't answer amen. So that's what the Shein Halachas is explaining. Kagan Shem Varach Toich Hasuda Al Devarim Shenifteru. For example, he made a bracha on items in the middle of the meal. Shenifteru Kavar Alidei Berchas Ha Maitzi. That was already pottered by the Amaitzi. They're bottled to the Amaitzi, which is all the things we just mentioned, right? And they start making Shahakol and other brachas on the foods they're not supposed to. And it's also Lanes Acharav Amen. Says the Shein Halachas, you're not allowed to answer Amen after that. The Havei Bracha Levatala, because it's a Bracha Levatala. Or if he hears somebody else making a Bracha Levatala, whatever the case might be, right? He said Shahakol two times or something. Well, I'm just giving an example. You can't answer Amen to a Bracha Shein Yitzri. And we're not allowed to answer Amen to a bracha levatala, even though they said Hashem's name and it's a bracha. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Now, what about the case comes up? What about if somebody says the bir halacha? What about if somebody made a bracha? And it's not like, you know, it's not the way that everybody makes it, but there are shitas out there that say that it's still okay. Let's put it like that, right? So what's an example? He brings down, does the bir halacha, just to read it inside from the bir halacha, right? So it's, and the Shein Halacha is quoting that, the bir halacha in, our Simen Reish Tesvav, the Rimaskov, also Lanes Acharav Amen. He says, I'm a Mishbura. Fine. So he says, Mikol Mokam Nira, the Im Echad Noike is a Deya. If somebody is Noike like a certain Deya, in other words, it's, we don't do it like that, but some might do it like that. Let's put it like that. So what's an example? So when I make a burn of fashas, in general, we say burn of fashas, Rabbis Rechonez, and I'll call Mashab Ras Lachies, again, different deschois, Nevishkal Chai, Baruch Chei Hualamim. In general, most of us finish off Baruch Chei Hualamim, but there is a Yerushalmi he brings down, says the Berulacha Kadasi Yerushalmi. There is a Yerushalmi that says Baruch Ato Hashem Chei Hualamim. He's saying Hashem's name. general, we don't do that. So let's say somebody's doing that, somebody does it like that, for whatever the reason is. So could I answer amen? In general, we don't do that. But it's not really an Isser. There is a Yerushalmi like that. That's how he says. So says the Bir Alacha, af min hadin ein mechuyev lanis aleha. Even though min hadin ein mechuyev lanis aleha, you don't have to answer after that. Amen. The suffik amen lekula, because in general we say suffik amen lekula. In other words, if I have to answer amen, or I don't have to answer. It's a suffik in halacha, whatever. So suffik amen lekula, we don't answer. Because, but we'll see again the various different examples. Because makim ein isri says im oinala. There's no isri if you actually did answer. Kamoish kasev. Where do we see that? What's the right? Kamoish kasev prima gadim boys aleph. Then boy chashash loisisa. When it comes to saying amen, there's no isri of loisisa, which is like if you say Hashem's name in vain, that you can't do. There's Mamsha Isser Min HaTorah. Over here, there's no Isser per se as far as falling under the guidelines of Leisisa when it comes to Amen. All right, so that's basically what the Shaina Lachas is saying. Just to read it over real quickly, the whole thing. Again, it's an Ois Hey in the Shaina Lachas. Amashanami Mabeya Bracha Ba'ifrish Lo Yotze Ba'Bracha. Right, if somebody changes, Aisha Mavarach Bracha Shein Itzricha Gon Shem Bracha Toi Chasudu Ala Drom Shenifthu Kavara Ali Dei Berchza Hamoitzi Zosolanais Achrav Omin Dehavi Bracha Lavatala. So again, a bracha she'ein etzricha, you're not allowed to answer amen. A bracha levatali, you're not allowed to answer amen. Avul imnoik, so he ends off, avul imnoik, kadei shaloi hudchu legamri. But if if they're doing it in a way whereby it's shaloi hudchu legamri, like we just read, kigayin shem sam baruch ato Hashem chayu alamim, which is not how the way we do it, but there is such a Yerushalmi, is mutalanais amen. You could answer amen, avulain chiv, but there's no chiv. You don't have to answer amen. Or like the bir of that. So that's from the Shein Alach. So how the bir Alach said it, im oina. I know there are men ain't Isser. There's no real Isser, right? Mikol Makom, there's no you don't have to, but there's no real Isser. Is it better not to? L'chayr, better not to. But it could be Suffolk brachas, Suffolk, l'hakol, but there's no real Isser if somebody did on such a bracha. But on a bracha shein etzricha, or a bracha levatali, you're not allowed to answer. I mean, thank you for listening. Atzlachem bracha kol tuv.